I'm Sean.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to
Sean and Mike Take a Hike.
Welcome to another episode of Sean and Mike Take a Hike. What do you want to talk about today, Sean?
Hey, I thought we could do another one of our, like, timely episodes of, yeah, like, things that are current. So today I want to talk about using AI.
Okay.
When it comes to, like, hiking and backpacking planning.
Okay. I was glad when you mentioned this one because I hadn't even thought about using AI. Like, I use it for work. I use it for, you know, my personal life, just, you know, certain, you know, random things.
And right.
Everything. So I didn't even think about, like, hey, can you plan me a route around this area?
Right.
Like, Well,
that's the thing. Like,
I tried it out.
I use AI for, like, way more than I should. Like, I am part of the problem, for sure. So, like, and I jumped on the ChatGPT bandwagon right as soon as, like, you pretty much could.
So, before it was cool?
Well, yeah, kind of before it was cool, to be honest. Like, I was one of the first people that I knew in my circle of, like, people.
Yeah.
To kind of jump on that.
Well before I was.
And I do. I use it for a bunch of work stuff, a bunch of personal life stuff. You know, like, anytime you have a question, I'm like every other millennial out there where it's like, I'm almost using it more than I use Google these days and
right,
asking it to do everything for you. Now, with that, pluses and minuses. And
yeah,
so I kind of thought we could take the time today to talk about both the pluses and the minuses of it, but it can be really useful, especially if you're the type of person that you're already using AI for other things. So, like, you kind of understand, yeah, how to prompt it. You understand what you're going to get out of it.
Right.
It can be pretty useful for planning stuff.
Yeah, there's definitely things with it that are very useful. There's things with it that, like I said, I plugged in a trip, like, planned me a trip around here and everything. I want to go through and look at actual maps of that area and see, like, is that actually even there? Is this, like, because it's an area I don't really know all that well. So is it actually there? Are these trail headers that it mentioned? Like, because it said, like, get dropped off at this trail header and head 4.5 miles or whatever to this landing. And there's a campsite right along a beach and there's water access. Like, so it, like, but you still, you don't just take its word for it.
Okay, right. Okay, so let's, so, I mean, we're kind of brushing past a bunch of stuff.
How do we want to start?
So, let's take your example, right? Like, so okay, you plugged in an example in prep for this episode and had it, like, come up with a route. And, like, it, I don't know. Like, how do we want to break this down? Because, like, it does spit out really good information. It's,
yeah, so my research in doing this, it basically said, like, an example prompt to enter would be, like, we want to plan a 3-day beginner-friendly backpacking trip in Michigan's Upper Peninsula and with access to water each night. So I plugged in something similar to that. I gave it more of a specific location of where our next trip's going to be. I said, these are the mileage that we'd like to do the first night and then average of the rest of the night. If possible, we'd like to end at this location if it's within the mileage. We'd like access to water. And so I did all of that. I didn't put in, like, minimal elevation gain. Like, you can do all of that. Like,
right,
minimal elevation gain. Stay away from roads, things of that nature. I didn't go into that much depth with it, but it takes a little while. It's not like you're asking, hey, what's 2 + 2? And it's just like, boop, 4.
Right.
It takes a while because it's doing its research. It took about 15, 20 minutes. It spit an answer back at me, and I looked at it. I was like, well, holy shit. Like, looks like that's what we were originally starting to plan. But, like, instead of it taking me 4 days, it took it 20 minutes.
Right. Like, but, okay, but that's kind of one of the problems, right? Like, so it's going to spit out all this information. I don't think AI today is
right
to the point where you can just, like, blind faith follow what it spits out.
Oh, no, dude. Right.
So it spits out this grand plan, but AI hallucinates. So, like, it might make up trails that don't even exist.
Right. So, yeah, so that's the thing, is, like, that's one of the negatives on it, is that it's, like, it doesn't know about trail closures real time. It doesn't know about, I mean, if it's on the internet, it might find it, but it may not, you know, like, it's not going to be up to date with all that stuff. It's, I don't know, it's not going to know what the actual trail conditions are right now.
Right.
Like, did it just rain last night and everything's flooded? Like,
right.
So,
well, and okay, so I mean, this is maybe jumping the gun too, but that also gets into, like, are you using the free version of AI or are you using a subscription model of AI?
Right.
So, true. Like, so some of that comes into play too. Like, you and I are not at the point in our lives where we want to pay for a subscription for AI. So, we are using an older model of AI with less access to real-time updates and less access to real-time internet. But paid models have more up-to-date access to information, but not necessarily live update information.
Right. Yeah. So, in, like, you can plug in your experience level, the location you want to go. Are you doing an out and back? Do you want to do a loop? Is it a day hike? Is it multi-day? How many nights? Like, all this kind of stuff, your overall mileage that you'd like to accomplish per day or overall. And what scenery do you want to find? Waterfalls in the area? Do you want to find cliffs or old mines or anything like that? Like, what can it find in that area that you get to see, and it will find that for you? Or it will do its best to find it or lie to you about it.
Oh, okay, right. Do its best to find it or lie to you about it. Because that, I mean, that's a real thing. Like, I don't know how nerdy some of our listeners are, but, like, I follow AI in the news, right? And, like, one of the newspapers, I'm going to say Washington Post, I'm not even positive that's right, but, like, one of those types of newspapers recently published a whole, like, top 20 books for summer reading and published it, and half the books were made up, like, were books that didn't exist. So, like, it does hallucinate and make stuff up in order to give you an answer, and the answer sounds legit. Like, it sounds like a real thing. You are still going to have to go back and do your own research. But, like Mike is saying, is it going to take you 4 days and 20 different maps, or is this at least giving you a starting point with a fairly accurate, good estimate of what your trip could look like, and you just need to confirm then that what it's spitting out, and maybe it only takes you a couple hours then instead of 4 days.
So now I'm looking forward to just going on to my, you know, the foot trail or whatever app we're using these days, to follow it to see if those trails exist on the app, and if the mileage actually works out to what it's claiming. So, I'm going to be playing with it for the next couple of days, I think. And, cause we're coming up to our August trip. It'll be here before we know it. So, it's time to really buckle down and hash the final details out on that one.
Well, so. And I guess one thing to, like, mention kind of along those lines, depending on which AI model you use or which AI service you use, or free version versus paid version, some of them return links for you to for it to, like, prove to you that this is, like, a real thing. So, like, this is where I got this information from. So, again, depending on which model you use, it might provide even that much for you, where you don't even have to search that hard for where it's getting this information. You just need to click this link to, like, verify that it actually is true. So those are options too. Like, I've noticed some of the ChatGPT searches that I do provide that with you. I think some of the Google Gemini ones do links like that, because it's more, like, incorporated with Google and will provide you know, links to this is where you got it from. so, you know, keep track of like which version are you using. Does it give you that information real easy? You just got to click through and like verify it.
Yeah. The other cool thing that I didn't try this one yet, but another cool thing is that you can ask for gear recommendations for a certain area or for the length of trip you're planning, things like that, a packing list for, you know, your emergency needs, things like that. You can type that stuff in there and it will spit out a custom gear pack for that trip.
Yeah.
Like
a meal plan, a gear right. list, a shopping list, a packing list, like all of
them. Yeah. Yeah. You can put in like, do you want name brand or off brand like type stuff. Like it's just, I'm not going to say it doesn't have any limits because it surely does, but it does a lot more than what people originally or are using it for. Like it's a very powerful service, which unfortunately is very scary, but yeah. So, I mean, it can handle a lot of your prep. Like right now it's, I guess it's mid-July. It's late July by the time you're listening to this, or maybe even early August. But by the time our trip comes in about a month, our weather forecasts aren't that accurate for it. But you can ask it, what's the average temperature? What's the average precipitation? You know, what type of rain gear should I take? Things like that. How do I stay dry on this trip?
Right.
Like, and it will kick you out the averages and all that kind of stuff, the humidity expectations.
Well, and one of the things, I mean, kind of to jump onto like the results that you got, like another thing that it can be good at as far as doing the research for you is figuring out, you know, are there transportation options in the area? Are there trailheads in the area? Oh, shit, yeah. Are there parking lots close to where you want to be? Like it can find out like those travel logistics for you too. Now it probably can't you know, reserve, you know, get you a parking pass or whatever, like, but it's gonna point you to like, okay, go to this website to get a parking pass, that sort of thing. So like it is really good at that stuff too.
Yeah. I mean, there have been times where I didn't even think of something and it like I put it into ChatGPT or AI and it just like spit something out at me. And I'm just like, well, shit, like I didn't even think about that. Like,
right.
So it's definitely useful. I mean, we have episodes on like your safety gear and emergency planning and all that kind of stuff, but you can ask it to create an emergency route. If you get lost or if you get injured or anything like that, how can you get help? And it'll have emergency services in that area. It'll have, I mean, 911, but if you don't have cell signal, but if you don't have cell signal, like how can you do that? If you got certain SOS devices that can help you, wildlife that's in the area that's known to be prevalent with backpackers, things like that. I mean, it's yeah. And I just got to, in my notes, I'm scrolling through them, and it just got to the logistics and pre-trip organization, where to get permits, when to get permits. How do you book a shuttle or a trailhead parking and all that stuff? So, yeah. I don't know what else to talk about it because it's just like, how nerdy do we want to get?
Well, I mean, you know? I don't mind getting a little bit nerdy, but like, I just want to make sure that I'm like really hitting home. It is a great tool.
Starting point.
That's probably the best way to put it. It is a great starting point. Like, I don't want anybody to come away from this episode thinking that AI will do it all for you, period, the end, go have fun, get out in the woods. Like, because it's not going to do that. Like, it is right. just a starting point. It's a great brainstorming tool. Like Mike said, like, sometimes it will come up with things that you didn't even think of. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, like, okay, great. I mean, that's a great thing. Like, oh, it recommended this piece of gear on my, you know, packing list, and oh my, I didn't even think to pack that, so I'm glad that it like said something.
Right.
Or you know, it might offer ideas on like, you might want to take a backup one of these just in case because this item breaks quite a bit. Like, oh, okay, I wouldn't have even thought of that. Like, that's great. I mean, right. you and I had a whole episode on like fixing stuff that breaks out in the woods, so by all means, I would encourage you to go listen to that episode. But right. like, I'm sure there's stuff that we didn't even think to talk about in that episode. Mm-hmm. So AI can come up with a lot of that stuff for you. But again, it also hallucinates. So, like, you know.
Right, right. This thing breaks a lot, but we got paid by Amazon to sell you another one.
Well, right.
so, I mean, I guess I have exhausted most of what I've got on my list, except for, like, going through the pros and maybe the limitations that I came up with on that.
Okay, let's go through that then.
So, the pros of it, like we mentioned before, it will give you fast answers and planning ideas for what you're looking for. It will give you personalized advice for gears based on what you put in it. You know, you have to be specific on your, if you're, especially if you're brand new to ChatGPT, that's the one I use. If you're brand new to using AI, it knows nothing about you. You have to use it for it to learn about you, or you have to put in information.
Well, and I guess, so, I mean, if I can mention a con to your pro, mm-hmm. it, like you said, it doesn't know you. It doesn't know your physical limitations. It doesn't know right. your ability level. It doesn't know that you know, screwed your knee up in high school in the big football game. So, like,
right.
take all of that into account, that it doesn't know you. Now, you can put some of that into it. So, like, modify mm-hmm. your prompt when you're entering the stuff in there. Like, okay, I want to go 10 miles a day. I don't want to have a lot of elevation gain. I do have a knee injury that I'm concerned about aggravating, yada, 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 and see what it spits out. But, right. you know, it still doesn't know your body the way that you know your body. It doesn't know your limitation the way you know right. your limitation. So even with whatever it spits out, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah. So one of the other pros, and this is basically the last pro of it, I mean, because what else is it going to do than just give you fast answers and personalized advice for your gears, meals, and pacing? But it's available all the time. Like, it's never – I mean, I'm not going to say that. There are times when it's down for updates and things like that.
Sure.
But for the most part, it's available 24/7. The rest of the internet typically is too. But if you're looking to speak with a park ranger or a trail angel or anything that somebody within the chapter or the community that's maintaining that trail, they're not available all day every day. So AI is the internet is. Like, that's one of the pros of it, is that if you're a night owl and you're up at 2 a.m. and you want an answer, ask it. It'll tell you, to the best of its ability, it'll tell you an answer.
Well, and if I can, like, glob onto that, something you said made me think of this too. Like, so here's the other thing, especially if you're not the type of person that uses AI regularly. Mm-hmm. One of the better things about AI versus just, like, a Google search type thing is it keeps a memory of your conversations, and, like, it keeps, like, a running, it's like a text message thread kind of, in a way where, like, it
right
it keeps that conversation. So, like, it might spit something out and you can tell it, like, okay, well, here's something else that I thought about, can you modify this for this other thing that just popped into my head? And it'll take everything that it spit out and modify it and spit you out a new answer. And then a couple days goes right. by and you're talking to somebody at work and they say, like, oh, well, I know you were thinking of going here, but you really, really should think about going to this other area. Okay, go back to that same chat thread and say, mm-hmm. okay, well, I want to change this. All the same stuff applies, but I want to go, like, hike in this national forest based on a recommendation from somebody I work with, or whatever it is. And then it'll right. be like, okay, sure, not a problem. Now, piece of personal advice. I like to talk to ChatGPT as though ChatGPT is a person, including my pleases and thank yous, because when the robots take over someday, I want them to know that I wasn't, like, the rude dude. Like, I was very grateful for the help that you provided, so maybe they won't attack me in the first wave.
Right, right.
You take that and do with that what you will.
You'll be McDreamy, I forget that actor's name, but in one of the Transformers movies when he was like the guy that like was helping the bad guys. I don't know about that. Yeah. But so it, so that's what I have for the pros of it. And everything. Do you have any of the other pluses?
Let's see what else I got for pros that we didn't talk about. No, I mean, that's basically everything. I mean, another thing that it says that it will take into consideration in one of the articles that I read is, like, it will even take into consideration if you tell it to, like, the time of year that you're going. So, like, okay, maybe this trail is really good in the summer, but maybe it's not so good in the spring because maybe it's wet, or it might know that the black flies are bad during these months. So, like, you know, this is not the best time to go. So, like, it will know, quote unquote, know if it's out there on the internet somewhere that, like, you know, when the best time to go is. So, like, let's say maybe you have, like, a specific trail that you want to do. So maybe you don't even need help determining, like, what trail or mileage or anything like that. Maybe you just want to know, like, what's the best time to go do this trail based on, I don't want to sweat too bad and I don't want to go when it's snowing. So it'll spit out like, okay, well, the most popular time to go is blah, 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 or the least populated time to go is this time or whatever. So like, it'll even tell you that sort of stuff too.
Yeah. It could be least populated because of bugs or flies. It could be least populated because of bugs,
but like usually I do find that AI is pretty good at understanding the context of the questions that I put in. Maybe that is because I have used it for several years, so it just knows me and knows the way that I ask questions. But I do find it gives, like, a well-rounded answer. So it will give me context to the answer beyond just the specific question that I've asked it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Like you said, talk to it like it's a person. Don't talk to it like it's a robot. Give it information, and you can continue that conversation as you go. Like, you can continue on from what you've had in the past with it. So, and all that. So,
but no, I mean, so all my other pros are things that we've already talked about, like time saving, the fact that it knows a bunch of information, the fact that it can do it really fast. You know, all those things that we've already kind of touched on. So,
yeah.
Let's talk about some cons that maybe we've missed.
Are limitations. I kind of mentioned it before, is that it doesn't have live weather updates. It doesn't have the actual trail closure updates, things like that, unless it's updated on the web. But it, again, if you're using the free version like we are, then it might not have access to those live updates or things like that. So, the paid versions usually will have some kind of integrated app or tool that, you can ask them those questions. So if you're one of those people that already pays for it or wants to pay for it, more power to you. But like we mentioned in our planning episode, is you want to keep an eye on the weather, even the day of your trip. You want to keep an eye on what it is. So, that's something you should be monitoring, regardless.
I would say the other thing that I find, and again, it's kind of going to depend on the area that you're at and what information is available to the AI. But I do find that the other thing, like when you try to get really locally specific, especially when it comes to like local ordinances or local, let's say like a burn ban or like a, does the area or forest that you're going into, do they have specific rules about where you can or can't backcountry camp that are specific to like a like a specific municipality type thing? Some of those, like, I know the township that I live in, like, our township website is not the most robust. It's not like all of our township ordinances are on the website. It's, you know, they really rely on you calling the township office to get answers to some of those questions. So because those answers are not readily available on the internet, they are also not readily available to the AI model. So
for sure,
it kind of goes along with the same things with like it hallucinating and all the things we've already touched on. But like, I don't find that it's super good, especially in like smaller, local, less popular things. Like, it doesn't always have that information even available to it, so it might not know. So that goes back to, like, you know, if you're going to use it, double check everything that it tells you. But that's one of the downfalls that I run into fairly regularly.
Right. Yeah, I mean, double check with the municipality. Like, we, I mean, it all kind of goes, but this is planning with AI. A lot of these things we've already mentioned in our actual planning episode, but it's just things that AI can help you do a little quicker.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned before, it does not replace local knowledge of a local ranger or a, you know, even a township person that might have answers for you about the municipalities or anything like that. So, my township, same as yours, doesn't have, it's not the easiest website to use.
Yeah.
It's hard to find information. So, AI might be better at it, but I would definitely double check all that. Another limitation we mentioned in them before is double check its work. Check up an actual map before you just drive and get lost in the woods.
Yeah.
And then the last one is that it is very contingent on, if that's the right word, your input. Like, the more accurate input, the more detail you put in, the better detail it can provide. So if you just put in, I want to go hiking in August about 4 miles a day and 3 days. Like, if you just put that in, it'll find you a location.
Like, sure, right.
You didn't say how far away you wanted to go. You didn't say where you wanted to go. Like, you have to put in some detail. But it does take practice to learn how to use AI, and realize that it's not like your typical search engine where you have to just be like a basic question. You can ask long, you can put in paragraphs if you want to, like, it, treat it like it's a conversation and just, and have it. You don't just be like, what are the hours at the local restaurant or whatever? Like, it's not limited to that.
Well, and again, because it remembers your conversation, like, you can go back and revise it. So, like, if, you know, let's say you put something in and you're too broad, like Mike is saying, and it spits out, like, okay, you're in, let's say you're in Florida, and it spits out some trail in Washington. And it's like, okay, I was looking for something closer to my house. I wasn't really planning on, like, a cross-country thing or whatever.
Right.
Go back and monitor. The Grand Canyon is great this time of year. I always say, like, okay, well, that's a great suggestion. I was thinking of something closer to home. Or, but do, however, you know, talk like you talk. Like, I mean, it will learn over time how you talk and the type of answers that you like. And you can even usually upvote or downvote the answers that it give you. And if you downvote it, it'll usually regenerate and do a new one. So, like, there is all that input that it will learn your stuff over time. But also, like, yes, be specific, like Mike is saying. Give it as much information as you feel like it needs in order to give you the best answer and the closest thing to what you're looking for. But just know you can revise it, too. Like, so, I mean,
Yeah.
Or you can start completely over. Like, okay, this one went way off the rails. It's, like, hallucinating left and right. It's not giving me anything close to what I want. Let me delete this chat and let me start over from scratch. And let me change the way I'm prompting it.
Starting over.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, those are all options that, you know, if it is giving you stuff that it's not at all what you want, okay, maybe pause. Why is it giving you bad information? Like, at the end of the day, it is still a computer on the other end talking to you. So, like, it's only going to provide you what it thinks you're asking for. And isn't always super good at having social cues, I guess, maybe is the right way to say that. Like,
yeah.
Like, if I were to just say to Mike, what color is that? And I point to something, Mike is going to use me pointing to contextualize what I'm asking, what the color of something is.
Yeah.
So I say that, like, as an example to say, like, you kind of need to give it all the information because it doesn't just know based on social cues. Like, it doesn't know that you've been Googling trails in the Manistee National Forest for the past month. Like, it doesn't know that. So if you want to be in the Manistee National Forest, you have to tell it, find me a path in the Manistee National Forest.
It's like the Key and Peele sketch where they're two guys that are texting about going out later. And the one guy's like, hey, do you want to go out later? And it's like, I don't care. Like, do you want to go out later? And he's like, what's this motherfucker? Like, I don't care. Like, don't you want to go out? Like, but he's just like, I don't care. Like, yeah, I'll go out. But like, he's taking it as like, I don't really care. Like, yeah, whatever. And so it's just like texting your friend or an email. You got to be careful because it doesn't take the context, you know, like 100%. Like, you think you know your friend and you're texting them something, but they could take it completely differently. So
yeah,
that's all we're getting at.
And I guess the other thing that I kind of want to mention, and I don't know if you have more that you want to say on that topic, but
not really. No,
like, I do know that there are AI models that are specifically marketed as like travel AIs. So there's one called Roam Around. There's one called Curioso. I am sure there are other ones. Neither of those are a sponsor. They're probably not going to like what I have to say anyway. So good thing that they're not a sponsor. Like, so I just want to caution that those are geared toward like travel and that sort of stuff, but not necessarily like backpacking travel. They're more geared towards like planning a trip to Chicago,
a road trip or whatever.
Yeah, like yeah. more like urban type settings, more like that sort of stuff. Not so much backcountry trail trip.
Right.
So if you find them useful and you want to use them, by all means, go ahead. But
right,
I guess what I'm saying is, if you are brand new to this and have never thought about using AI, I don't know, unless you can find one that specifically says that it's marketed towards like backcountry trip planning, I would steer away from the ones that are travel specific and just go with one of the more quote unquote generic AIs, like your ChatGPT, your Google Gemini, your, what's the other big one? Copilot is the other one, the Microsoft Copilot or whatever.
Yeah, Copilot, yeah.
You know, one of those more general information ones should get you what you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple that I would like to say to steer clear of, but it's not that kind of podcast, so we'll
Right. Yeah, no, I'm not saying like, and I'm not trying to say anything bad about even like the trip planning ones. I just know that they are not specifically for like backcountry. So I don't know as though it's gonna be, it might get there someday. Today, as we're recording this, I don't think you need to worry about having a specific trip planning AI.
Just like we mentioned, like even especially with the free versions and everything that we use, we're still in the beginning stages of it. Like I'm not going to say it's brand new, but it is new compared to what it's going to be able to do as it keeps learning and reading the internet. Think of Lilu or whatever from The Fifth Element. Like, she downloads and looks at everything that the world has to offer, and didn't turn out so well for her. But
And I don't want to get like too nerding out about like what AI is, but like, I mean, to be clear, most of the AIs that anybody is using at this point in the technology advancement, they're like predictive text. So like it's guessing the next word is basically what it's doing. Like, it's taking all of this information and just putting a bunch of words together. It is not generalized AI where it's actually smart in some way. Like, we're going to get there,
right,
for sure. We might get there tomorrow. I don't know. Like, I mean, it is coming. That is what everybody is working on. But like, as of today, we're not quite there yet.
Right.
When this podcast comes out, that could be, you know, with as fast as technology moves, that could be totally inaccurate. Maybe it is out by then. But
right,
as of the time of recording, not quite there yet.
Yeah. So that's pretty much all I have. I mean, it's, if you have never used it, try it and see how you like it. You might hate it, but if you like doing your own research and looking for days on end at maps and trying to figure out distances and things like that and elevation gain, then, I mean, more power to you. I don't mind doing it. That's one of my favorite things that I mentioned, is like the planning stuff. I get to nerd out with it. So just another way to nerd out with my buddy AI.
Yeah. And so I guess, I mean, if our listeners, I mean, do you have a model that you use that you swear by for your backpacking trips? Or do you have one that you find is completely awful, or do you just have like specific props that you use that really get you the right stuff for planning a trip?
Did you forget to double check its work and showed up and it was not accurate at all?
Do you have a horror story? Yeah, for sure. We'd love to hear it. Send them to us. Any of that information, you can always send it to our email, which is SeanMikeHike@gmail.com. You can send us a message on most of the major socials at SeanMikeHike, or always through our website, which is SeanMikeHike.com. If you wouldn't mind, take a minute, rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. It really helps get the word out about it, and we would appreciate it. And until next time, go take a hike.
Go take a hike, but leave AI at home.
There you go. All right, everybody. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Thank you.
See you in a couple weeks.